When asked to speak on my involvement as an advocate for housing in the city of Holland, I was hesitant, but said yes. Personally, I'm a behind-the-scenes guy who'd rather problem-solve in the shadows. So let me give you a little history about how I came to Hope Church. I was involved with a group of Christians worshiping together in a house church when I took my first job here in Holland. But I was active in Holland Peacemakers, thank you Elsie Lamb and Joanne Brooks, and Amun Food Co-op, both met at Hope Church. When the house church dissolved, I joined Hope Church. Soon I was actively involved and as a deacon when Kristen and I met, so she joined me here. But how did my interest in housing for all evolve? I grew up in Paterson, New Jersey, living in a house my grandfather built. We were a family of five plus my grandmother, living in a typical city lot. Mind you, that's 25 by 100 feet deep. Yes, that was the lot measurement, not the house. I grew up in a small, some would say adequate and loving home. My parents decided to remain in the hood when most folks and even our Union Reformed Church fled to the suburbs as the neighborhood became black and Puerto Rican. I came to Hope College for 3 years and then on to the University of Michigan for a degree in mechanical engineering. When I graduated, I looked for work that would allow me to be a peacemaker by not looking at weapons or military-based jobs. My career began at Herman Miller in office furniture and product development. Then an opportunity at ODL brought me to building products. During my time there, I developed many new products bringing natural light into the built environment. While there, a new focus on measuring energy loss and gain through windows, doors, and skylights brought me to working with the National Fenestration Rating Council. Developing standards evolved into becoming a code compliance specialist and also led to my work with committees for the City of Holland. Housing and Construction Board of Appeals addressed requested variances and other housing issues. In the mid-90s, the City Council empowered the R Street Committee to address the deteriorating Central City. There were city, state, and federal money available to spend involving our street neighborhoods. Any project visible from the street was eligible for funding. I was on the design committee there and also became committee chair. In the committee's 20-year history, the core city became and remains more livable. Maybe we did too good a job of making the core city of Holland more desirable. As United Way recently published a 6,000 Ottawa County unit housing need, rundown rental units, making them affordable, are now rare. As city staffing was reduced and committees merged, the R Street Committee became part of the Neighborhood Improvement Committee, and they are now advising on funding for housing issues. Around the same time, 30 years ago, I was asked to join the board of Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity. Habitat's mission is to work with families to build simple, decent housing. When I started working with Habitat, there were no paid staff. As Kristen would say, it was my other 40-hour-a-week job. I oversaw our first executive director hire. And during my 6 years on the board and ever since, I've done much of the design detail work and have many of the 100-plus drawings on my home PC. Since the efficient use of materials has always been important to this Dutchman, by working on designs, I can positively impact the way in which materials are used. These days, I build with the Wednesday crew whenever possible. As word got out that I was able to do the design and drawing work, I was approached by both Jubilee Ministry and Home Corps. Jubilee Ministry is working to maintain the value of core city neighborhoods by rehabilitating homes as well as building new homes. Their hope is that by increasing owner-occupied homes in Holland, there will be increased stability in the core city. HomeCore works to make existing housing stock more livable. They are currently both working on the 16th and Central Avenue project. HomeCore renovated three of the larger homes and added two-car garages. Jubilee has started six tiny homes, 475 square feet there as well. That's a new idea, and it will be interesting to see how that affects housing downtown. Lakeshore Habitat builds simple housing with families on the edge of making it. HomeCore works to make existing core city housing stock livable and still affordable. Jubilee works to keep the neighborhood up by taking core city houses that need major updating and renews them for the upwardly mobile and empty nesters that want to be near town. The City of Holland has boards and commissions addressing housing concerns from a variety of perspectives, and I find many places here for the gifts I have. Join me as the Spirit moves you.